Meanwhile, the Iraqi Human Rights Ministry has gathered the remains of 165 victims at a military base massacred by ISIL terrorists in Tikrit. The Human Rights Ministry aims to find the victims' identities via DNA tests. The ministry says new sites of mass graves have been found inside the city that most probably belong to the victims of the Spiker base massacre. Meanwhile, hundreds of Iraqi families are waiting to see those DNA test results to find out the fate of their loved ones. Our correspondent Rashan Siglam has this report now from Baghdad.
The Iraqi Ministry of Human Rights announced that the number of mass graves found so far in Tikrit has reached 10, 7 inside the presidential palaces and the 3 outside them. The Ministry of Human Rights transferred the remnants of the bodies to the Medical Legal Institute in Baghdad.
The recently found mass graves are yet another proof of ISIL brutality. Hundreds of young men were killed in a shameful way and were buried improperly. This shows part of the ugly crimes of ISIL.
Authorities in the Ministry of Human Rights are planning to start the DNA test on the bodies and announce the final results in less than a month.
Those mass graves were discovered by the popular mobilization. Now the government committees are working on a daily basis to remove the bodies from the sites. This issue, as well as all ISIL atrocities, must be documented.
Many families await the results for the DNA test so that they may come to know the fate of their loved ones, of whom they have no news for months or even years. Although it is highly probable that they have lost their lives in ISIL atrocities, there is still a ray of hope left for families. Rashan Saglami, Press TV, Baghdad.